Well, in our reading this morning, we discover that Jesus is very popular. He's very, very popular. Lots of people want to spend time with him. And because of that, it's difficult for Nicodemus. Nicodemus is one of those religious people. He was a great teacher, and he wanted to spend time alone with Jesus. He didn't want lots of people around. And so he went at night to see Jesus. And he found Jesus. And he began by being very polite. He said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who's come from God. But he didn't get to finish what he wanted to say because Jesus was often very blunt. Jesus knew exactly what was going on inside Nicodemus's heart and what he needed. And so Jesus said, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born again. Goodness. This really confused Nicodemus, because Nicodemus said, how can anyone be born when he is old? Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mummy's tummy. He was really confused. But Jesus insisted, no one can enter the kingdom of heaven without being born of water and the Spirit. He said, flesh gives birth to flesh, and spirit gives birth to spirit. Now, what on earth did Jesus mean by water and spirit? He said, you should not be surprised at me saying you must be born again. Well, let's try and work out what Jesus meant. We are made of water, aren't we? Can anyone tell me what proportion of our bodies is water? Have a guess. 80%. That's pretty good. Pretty good. When we are born, we are 78% water. 78%. And that's excluding the water that comes out with us. But as we grow older, men and women have different proportions of water in their bodies. And we're not going to go down this route too far. But who can guess how much water is in a man's body? Apparently, according to the internet, it's 60%. What proportion do you think of a woman's body is water? Is it more or less? Hands up if you think it's more. How many think it's less? It's actually less. But I'm not going to tell you why. You can work that one out for yourself. It's certain other parts of our anatomy are heavier than water. We won't go there. But it's 55%. But our brains stay 78% water all through our lives. That's why you've got to drink lots of water to keep the brain working. So that's why Jesus says we've got to be born of water, because that's what we are. We're mostly water. But then he says we've got to be born of the Spirit as well. Well, if water is our natural life, that's where we get the Greek word bios. That's the word he used. That's where we get the word biology from. Okay, but the Spirit, he says, you must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit. Now, what does he mean? Well, if the Spirit is our supernatural life, who can tell me what the Greek word for supernatural life is? It's not bios. Anyone tell me what it is? Some of you may even have it as your name. Yes, go on. It's Zoe. Is that what you said? No, not, I didn't think it was. It's Zoe. That's God's life. And that's the life that Jesus wants us to have. We're all born physically, but we're not necessarily born spiritually unless something happens. We must be born again. Well, Nicodemus says, how can this be? How can this be? And then Jesus gets quite surprised. He says, you're Israel's teacher, and you don't understand these things. Well, let me ask you this morning, do you understand these things? Do you understand what Jesus is saying? Well, Jesus takes Nicodemus aside and he starts again. He takes him to Sunday school, basically, and he teaches him a very simple lesson. Jesus says, the Son of Man must be lifted up that everyone may believe in him, may have eternal life. And when he talks about being lifted up, he means that he's going to be lifted up on a cross. And so Jesus is going to die to take away the wrong things we've done that we deserve to die for, so that we can have his life, his spiritual life. And then he said these words, which is probably the most famous verse in the whole of the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. And then Jesus went on to say, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Jesus came that we might have life. Zoe, God's life. L-I-F-E. And that's what we're thinking about this morning. Well, how do we have this life? How do we receive this life? L-I-F-E. This is the test. Do you remember the song we just sang? And without looking at the words, who can tell me what the L stands for? Love, yes. Because that verse begins, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. God loves us so much, he couldn't leave us in a mess. He came into our world to help us. So what does the I stand for? What does the I stand for? Say again. God. No, we've got him in the picture already. What's I? It's me, isn't it? I, you, the world. Everyone is an I. And it's the I disease that we all suffer from. It's when we say, I want this, I want that, I want to go, I. We use that word so often, and it shows that the problem is inside us. And that's why Jesus came. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Now, what does the F stand for? F. Yes. Forgiveness, that's right. The verse goes on to say, his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish. God wants to forgive us our sins so that we won't perish, we won't die. And instead, the E stands for? Yes. Everlasting life, eternal life. He wants us to live forever. And that's what Zoe, what's God's life, is all about. It's living forever. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now, how do we know what happened with Nicodemus? Did Nicodemus become a believer in Jesus? Well, we think so, because right at the end of the Bible, we find that after Jesus died, Nicodemus was one of the two very brave men who went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body, and they took his body and they laid it in the tomb. It says in John 19, Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly he was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who had earlier visited Jesus by night. So we think that Nicodemus did become a follower of Jesus. The question is, Have you? Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he die. And that's the reason John wrote the whole of the gospel about Jesus. He says right at the end of the story, these have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and believing you may have life in his name. That's the purpose of the Bible. Now, his purpose also is that those of us who have said yes to Jesus and have his life share that message with others. Because Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And that's why we support Tear Fund, because they are helping people with their natural needs and their spiritual needs, natural life and spiritual life, Bios and Zoe. And that's Jesus' message to you and me today. You must be born again. Now, there are three groups of people here. There are three answers you can give to the question, have you been born again? What are the answers? They are yes or no or not sure. That's right. Nicodemus was not sure, and he turned into a yes when he understood what Jesus was talking about. We can be a yes, or we can be a no, or we can be a not sure. Now, we're not going to ask you to stand or do anything silly at this point, but you know in your heart whether you have been born again. And I hope and pray that you know that God wants you to be born again. Now, if you have trusted in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can know that your sins are forgiven because he died for you, and you can know that you have eternal life, his life, in you. And if you've said yes to Jesus, then please come to our Tools to Unearth the Bible's Treasure, Transforming Grace, the Bible, Israel, and the Church, or Family Time, because we all need to grow in our faith so that we can share Jesus with others. But if you've said, I'm not sure yet, or no, then the Christianity Explored course is just for you, because it will help you find out more about who Jesus is and why he came. So please, before you go today, fill in the little tear-off slip, put it in the collection plate, and you can be assured of your place on one of our courses starting this Thursday. You must be born again, said Jesus. And I've turned John 3:16 into a little prayer, and I invite you to say the prayer with me. Whether you are sure, whether you are not sure, I pray that you will be sure before you leave today. Let's say this prayer together. Thank you, God, that you so loved the world that you gave your one and only Son, that if I believe in him, I shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.